Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Vayeschanan. Shabbos Nachmo. I learned Shabbos Chus for a foolish thing for Esther to about the Eretz. Poor Besosh Chayisra. The Besosh Torahs and Eretz Yisrael is here. Man, this good things, Bez Hashem. Here we go. Tavshin Pei Reis Vayeschanan. Shabbos Nachmo. First idea comes to the Menachem Zion, or Menachem Zion Zaks. Vayeschanan and Hashem, Be'ez Alim, on Moshe Rebbeinu Davins, Gimachov, Gimachov, Rebonishom, the Eretz Yisrael. It says in Medrash. Mao Lemor, what does Lemor teach us? Vayukar Rabba. Lemor, and it says Lemor, Lemor is the Doros. For generations, forever, eternal. She misfal in the Shas, Asaro. She Moshe bin Afapi Shenemelo, Lo Savra, Yardin, Hayezer, Hischa Mischanin. The Medrash tells us that even though Moshe bin already got the Gzer that he wasn't able to go in, nevertheless, he still davened for to be able to, hopefully, to try to find an opening, a chance. He's still davened. And says the Menachem Simon, see an incredible thing here. Every Jew in the USA, in America, in London, in Australia, wherever you are. It's a chiv in every single one of us. That we have to know we're not in our home or in our house. Isn't that what Tisha was all about? It's our home. Our tzoros are our home. The rockets are going over our home. It's the ashes bar kruch, the tzoros, the tzoros, al yimnes, atzim, l'schan, l'ashem, l'zakos, l'ados, arzah. Says the Menachem Zion, what is Lemor Ledoros? That Moshe Rabbeinu even got a Gzeira and he still davened to get the Eretz Yisrael. You still daven. A Jew can never stop davening for Eretz Yisrael, for davening Lalias Eretz Yisrael, that our family should be Zoich to live in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, Menachem's whole life was, and the Vilna Gaon's whole life was to get the Eretz Yisrael Mamish. But I think the main message is the davening for Eretz Yisrael. We can never daven enough. Maybe you could say, we're never done davening. Like Rav Soloveitchik says at the end in Hare Kedem. He said, Adonai was accustomed as Minog and Klai Yisrael to say Adonai at the end of davening. What's Peshat? Says Rav Soloveitchik, a beautiful insight. It says, even though on Shabbos davening it's the longest davening of the week, nevertheless, we're ready at the end of davening to what? To start davening again. How many of us already have Tisha B'Av? How many of us will be able to say, you know what? I'm ready to do Eicha again. Eicha is powerful. Mamish, it's mournful. But how many of us after Marv, after Shachas, you realize you forgot Ya'ob Yabo, that first Shemon Esri, to say it again. I don't know, for me, I'm probably, you know, I go a little quicker. No, a Jew is never done davening. We're always near the Rabbonu Shem. That's by Isa Hilei Mor. Lema L'Doros, what Lema L'Doros says to Menachem Tzion, is that even if something is, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, we never start davening. We always do, especially for Eretz Yisrael. We have to get to Eretz Yisrael. Jews never done davening. We don't have to do Menachem Tzion, and the Rav, we have to do number two. Number two comes from the Kotzker Rebbe, on the same passage, Vaschan al Hashem Be'Isa Hilei Mor, Moshe bin Davens. At that time, I should be Zocha. He again there to Israel, says the Kotzker Rebbe, what does it mean, Be'isahi? At that time, he's Chananti El Hashem Yisbach, Ki Be'isahi. At that time, Be'reg Ha'achron Shal, P'tir Uchal Limo Hashem Elokim, Be'aschon El Hashem Be'isahi Limor, Moshe is saying that even at Be'isahi, at the time of his death, he was davening, he should be zochet to say, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. That would be zochet to realize that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is developed. That is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. That's how we end off Yom Kippur. That's how we end off Tishba. That's how we end off the reason. But I write that. Atar Yisrael Das, Ki Hashem Hu Kiyon Eino Mevado. The whole meaning of we read that on Tishba of morning. The Zoram tells us that even though Tishba of Ki Eino Mevado, and that's what the Kutzker says, Moshe Ben Adam, even at the end of his life, and even when we say, even when we feel there at the end, we never stop realizing Eino Mevado, Eino Mevado. Another insight I like to say from Abshur, he quotes from the Sons of Rebbe and other Sadiqim. Those for Eschanan, Hashem Be'Israel Limor, Ve'Eschanan is two words. Vav Eschanan. Vav Eschanan. The 6 days of the week, I daven. That Be'Israel Limor, that on Shabbos, I should be Zochet to daven. That our Kedusha Shabbos is Mamish, the Tefillah and Shabbos is a different level of davening. It's a different level of davening. How many of us, I know it's personally for myself, you think, what's so special Shabbos davening? No, it says the Be'er Ma'im Chaim. In the Sefer on Shabbos Kodesh, with the name of the Sefer, sitting in my mind right now, but he says, the Iker parts of davening, especially in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we think it's all about Musaf and Shat, and it's not true. It's the Mizmah, it's the Psuki the Zimmer to make sure that our Psuki Zimmer is so holy and so strong. Vav Eschanan, that I take the 6 days of the week, that Ba'isa Hilimor, that Shizok to daven from my heart and soul and my Neshama and Shabbos Kodesh, that Ba'isa Hilimor, what a beautiful Kotzker. Whether the Kotzker says about the Esahi refers to Moshe Rabbeinu's last breath in this world, or the Sons of the Rebbe says that Avod Eschanan, Vav Eschanan, the Esahi that refers to Shabbos. It's all about davening, moving on to Din number three. Din number three comes to us from the Degelmach and Ephraim, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, Dalet Dalet. Vatem Adikim Hashem Elokechem Chayim Kulchem Ayom. You are a David to the Bona Shom. You are the one to our life today. Madaga Machram tells us that the Sarim tell us, the 248 words of Krishma. Krishma. They give are the two four they're kinega, they correspond to the 248 limbs of a person. And he says, if you look very carefully, there's only 247 words in Shema. So what are the Sarim telling us? No. He says, we know there's a halacha. The halacha is that when the Hashem alakichem emes, that the end of the word emes is also, emes is also the verse of the Chazam, but also emes is the last one. It says, atem ha'digav Hashem alakichem. Atem is osios emes. The one who is zoichet to emes. Hashem alakichem. Tomer is kol ha'izeh b'yachad b'sov ha'krishma. Ki ol tzuz v'chaim kochem ha'yom. Sh'atzot shvir kol ha'chaim in kol ha'rechem kol kach sh'atzmachem t'yum ha'lechiyas. You have to make sure to live your life an emesic life. You can't just live a life of one day, Tisha B'Av, the next day, it's a Monday morning. No. You have to live a life of filled with sincerity and a genuine feeling for their bonusham. The Atem Hadrikim. What's Atem? Those who are emistic. Those who are Davik to Hashem. And those who are Chayim Kochem Ayom. You see, Hashem tells us from the Zohar, what's a mitzvah? A mitzvah is the Zohar tells us, it's not a commandment. Just a commandment. A higher level is it's Tariyag Eaten. Pieces of advice on how to be Davik to the bonusham. But says the Dalit B'Av Machatam Yorana, the ultimate Davikas, everything you realize is emistic. Everything you realize you're doing with feeling and emotion and it's not just Tisha B'Av one day and the next day I'm just doing whatever I want. You have to be moved, have to be changed, have to be charged, to be connected to the Bonashom. That's what the Nesivit Shalom says, Atem Advekim, all about Dvekis. Every piece of the Nesivit Shalom is all about Shabbos and all about Dvekis, all about Amuno. But at the end of the day, Sarah Makatoshim tells us, Atem is Otis, Emes. Really, it's only 247 words in the Shalom. No, you forget about the last word, Emes. Emes is Atem. Once you feel the Emes, then everything's changed, and you did the Davik Rav Onoshon, the beautiful Dagim Achvam, the Sivu Shom, but we have to be number four. The Dina number four comes to us today, the Baal Yilulo, the on Tisha B'Av, who's Yartav is on Tisha B'Av, yesterday, was the none other, the Chizav Lublin, Shabbos Chazon, Chizav, that's not Stam. Dal Tess, Aki Shamer Lecha, Shmo Nafshecha, Ma'ol, Pendeshech, Hatzvar, Masher, Roi, Yinecha. Kodesh Baruch charges Moshe to tell Klai, so make sure you guard what you see, and you don't forget what you saw. With your eyes. There's the Chayz of Rablin Rak Lema'i. You know, there's a rule, there's a principle in the Gemara Chazal tells. Anytime there's a rak, it's coming to Nema'i, it's coming to lessen, coming to decrease something. Says the Chayz of Rak Lema'i, Kishamelcha, Ez Gufcha, Tishma Barak Guragya, Achpeiko Tishma Ma'od al Nafshecha, Ma'oid, Shomar Nafshecha Ma'oid. They didn't say Ma'od by Lacha, because Lacha says that the Chayz is referring to your guf, when it refers to your nefesh, when it refers to your neshama, when it refers to your soul. Into your bodily presence of chelak chumim amamish shemor neon not nashchem oid. You know, the also Sarim tells us, also Chazal tells us that when it comes shemar to lechem, shemar to, excuse me, mishmar to ma'od nashchem. That refers to your body, making sure to exercise and taking care of your body as well. But here the Chiz is saying, rak refers to your guf, but when it comes to your neshama, shemor nashchem ma'od. Take care of it very, very carefully. How many of us get so moved in a Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, but the next day or 2 days later, we're thinking about our body before our guf, excuse me, before our neshama. To make sure to put our neshama before our guf. Like Avraham Lichtenstein, they were waiting for my good friend Rabin Krinsky was telling me now from Avraham Lichtenstein, they're once waiting for after Yom Kippur, and they, in Machadar Ochlam, the Shiva of the gush wasn't there, and they said, where is he? And they saw he was eating. What are you eating? He's eating Torah. Some of us are running to the food, Avraham's running to the Gemara, he's running back to the Daf, he's running back to where that's where he was. And that's the Ashok we say in the land about Shema and Imaal. Allah's mitachse ino. From the land and heaven and earth is one. Says the Ashok, we say this plenty of times about Shema. When it comes to Ruchnis and spirituality, Imaal, gotta go for the best. Tachas, you don't need a stick every night. You don't need duggies every night. You be saying, have a chalko. Do our best. Allah's mitachas, right? After a fast, no one's running for duggies or for a steak. Running for a good bagel. Keeping it simple. Keeping it sweet. Keeping it simple and sweet. When it comes to your guf, says the Chayza, Rak. No more. Afshecha, ma'oid. Be careful with your neshama, making sure to be going above and beyond for the Rabbanu Shem. With a beautiful different chayzer, from Rabbanan, look to things that tell him, Afshecha, Kodesh. You might have Din number five, the Alexander Rebbe. Not sure which one it was, but it says the Alexander Rebbe. Talking about Harsina. The har bor ba'ish adleiv ha-shemayim. Mamash, counting Harsina, the mountain was mamash on fire all the way up the sky. The ha-har. Says the Alexander Rebbe, Zuha Torah Shenisna Alhar, the Torah, referred to the heart, Bor Ba'ish, Hetis Ba'ish, Slavis, Aleva Shemam, Aishaliva Shalom Pavichli Shemaim. At the end of the day, when a Jew learns Torah, you just connect to the Torah. Harba Urbish Alevashman's gotta be on fire for the Rebbeinu Shem. Like Rav Soloveitchik said, the more you learn Torah, the more Ahavas Hashem you have. You can't love Hashem if you don't know him. In order to love him, you have to get to know him. And this is the Rav Tzadok he writes in Tzidkas Atzayak, Resh Chafei. A person who wants to know, to love the Rebbeinu Shem, you have to be on fire. The Torah's gotta enter your heart. It's Chaim Machzigba. Like the Nefesh Chaim says it. And it's like a mushroom, when you're falling down a mountain, should that happen to you all the time, and you're going down a mountain and you're sleeping, and you hold on something to your bed so tight. How hold? It's Chaim. That's what the Torah's gotta be. And fire to the Rebbeinu Shem. That's what Rebbeinu Gelzal, that's all I said. Why is it? The Sfarim here tell us that why is it that Vaschana is always Shabbos Nachamu? Because yes, we might not have a Beis Hamikdash still. What's the ultimate Nechama? What's the Nechama? Our Dalad Amma Shah Halacha, the Gemara and Brachas, and Daf Ches, I believe. But we still have a Torah, we still have the Rebbeinu Shem, we still have that Seres of Dibros. That's then the biggest Nechama is that we don't have the home, yes, but we have the traveling home. That's the Torah Kedosha. That's only Torah Kedosha if we're on fire. But Bore Ba'ish, Adev Hashemayim. A little beautiful insight from the Rebbe. From the Tzaddik, from the Blazer, which will give us five ideas. Start off saying from the Menachem Sion, Ba'isahi Le'mor, Le'mor is the Doros, what's the Doros that a Jew can never stop davening, never stop davening for Eretz Yisrael. And that's exactly what Rav Soloveitchik said. We said Adonai at the end of davening. Why? Even when we're done davening, we're not done davening. And especially when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, especially now with things going on in Eretz Yisrael, it's never enough to stop davening for Eretz Yisrael. We're never enough. Havai Shesbal Kolayim Kulu, Gemara Brachot of Yochanan says. We're never done davening. Beautiful from Nachas in the Rav Soloveitchik. The second day is from the Chatzkar, Atzchana, Hashem Ba'isahi Le'mor, the Ba'isahi, that Hashem, the Moshe, was davening that even Ba'isahi, even at the end of a tira, he should be Hashem Elokim, all for the Rebbeinu Shem. That's the sound the Rebbe said, do a little differently. Vav Eschonan, 6 days of the week, Vav Eschonan, Ba'isahi, that on Shabbat should be Zoichit to daven. Ramam Chaim's teacher tells us to be very careful when it comes to not rushing through to the Zuma, not shopping, but making sure to take that and realizing that they're very, very special. Begum Ha'chafam, the third idea tells us, Atem Avikim Hashem Elokim, Chaim Kucham Yom. 248 words of Shema can negate the 248 Yom. It's not true. We're doing 247 words of Shema. No, what about Hashem Elokim Emes? Emes is about Tem Avikim. Atem is also Emes. When the Jew is Emesic, then you're devoted to the Rebbeinu Shem. That's what Mitzvah Shem tells us all over the Sefer from the Zohar that Harig Mitzvahs Itam, it's all about Dveikus, the Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are pieces of advice on how to be devoted, how to be one with the Rebbeinu Shem. Beautiful Emes and Devon Achfam and Mitzvah Shem. The fourth idea from the Chayzer, Rak Yishem Achfam Ma'od, not Ashkab Ma'od. And Rak, when it comes to Yivayishem, be careful. Shmon Arshecha, when it comes to your neshama, when it comes to Nashka Ma'oid, be very, very careful. Like the Alshach says, Ba'shamayim Ima'am, when it comes to Shemayim, when it comes to spirituality, Ima'am, go for the best job. When it comes to Rukhness, Ima'am, I don't need to have doggies every night. And if it's a final day, like, and you put out a priority, like, Rav Amach, and after the fest, he wasn't running to see what he was eating, he was running back to the Gemara. If he saw from Mikam Kaisrael status, they had all these Yidin Mamash who were learning Torah right after the fest. You know, they had maybe a little big on, they're running to learn Torah, having a priority straight, not just on Tisha B'Av, to me, like Baruch HaMoshe was telling us, Saul Salant said that Tisha B'Av is a Yom Nesorah, so it had to be changed, their priorities have to be straight, and to get ready for Elul. That the final idea that Alexander Rebbe told us, that the mountain is mamash on fire, the mountain for the Torah, when we learn Torah, we have to be Baruch B'Av Alev HaShemayim, got to shake us up, the Rebbe says, when you want to come to love Hashem, you have to get to know Him, you have to get to learn Him, and to yearn to Him. But it only comes when Tzaddik tells us the Mishcha Tein Sekhas Tzaddik, and the Torah is changing you, emotion, even emotional connection, it's fire, and that's when it's Nevesh Chaim, it's Chaim, it's a fire, you're holding onto that branch so tight, it's a lifeline. That's what Blazer tells us, Shabbos Nachamu is always, that says the Dibbos, why? Because the ultimate Nechama, yes, we might not have the house, we might not have the home, but we have the traveling home, and that's the Torah Kedosh, which we Zohar Bez Vashem Yisbach, we have the Torah, Torah, and Eretz Yisrael, to never stop davening for Eretz Yisrael, to never stop davening for davening, to never stop davening for anything, to realize the greatness of davening, to realize the greatness of Shabbos davening, to realize the way to be davening to the Rebbeinu Shem Zadku, to be needed to the Emes, and Zigis, and the Mitzvah, to have our priorities, Ruchni is always, and finally, to realize the ultimate gift of the Torah Kedosh, wishing everyone a Ksilus, and the Torah, good to be in Shem, and the Torah,